Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report for Monday. It is the, hard to believe, the 17th of September already, and we're well into it. There's lots of things going on in the news, and to analyze it, the start of the week, we have the amazing Josh Bernstein. Of course, his website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Josh, we have lots of things going on today. Let's start off with, let's say, Kavanaugh. That'd be a good start, wouldn't it? Hello, Josh. Yeah, Josh, I can't hear you. Is he connected by phone or Skype? Ah, okay, so something's happening there. Skype is giving us little fits and starts, so connect by phone if necessary, if you can't hear him on that. Hello, Josh. Yeah. Oh, you don't have his number. Okay. 480-347-6883. My computer's giving me fits this morning, so I'm not... didn't get through the stack. So the latest that was going on with Kavanaugh is we have a professor... philosophy, I believe, in Palo Alto, that's come up with a last-minute statement that somehow she was assaulted. The corroborating evidence is not there. The other person, a party that was apparently at this frat house meeting, does not corroborate. It also shows that there was apparently her mother was involved with a foreclosure hearing, and it was apparently Kavanaugh's mother was involved directly with the foreclosure issue, so there's a bit of an axe to grind there. She's also a strong supporter of the Democrats and their policies, so this last minute attack is a good example of the how low the Democrats will stoop to destabilize or prevent anybody from moving forward, even if they've got a relatively pristine record and had six FBI investigations. So no indications whatsoever, any police reports or anything else to corroborate this. It's my feeling that the Kavanaugh hearing will go forward this Thursday. She may be actually either by phone or in person deposed at the Senate hearing. It's likely that this will not stop a vote, and unless there's some of the Republicans bolt and don't want to move forward with the hearing, it's my feeling that Kavanaugh will be approved, especially with 65 of his colleagues all the way from high school through his legal work that have totally supported him, women who have know that the character of this man is beyond reproach. So it's my feeling that we're likely to see a significant breakdown in their ability to kind of stop Kavanaugh from moving forward. I think they suspect that Kavanaugh, despite the fact that try to get him to prejudge issues like Roe versus Wade or Second Amendment gun rights, they're concerned that the fixed law issue is not as fixed as people think, and when it gets into an actual legal discussion, that Kavanaugh will actually probably pull back on the Roe versus Wade, which is not actually a full-blown judgment. It was an opinion back in the early 70s before ultrasound was available. And now that with all the biology and ultrasounds and everything else that's available, the issue of the right to abortion right to the moment of normal delivery is probably going to get struck down in federal court, and it'll probably go back to the states, and the states will have to deal with it at that level. So we have Josh now. Josh, are you there? I can't hear Josh. Josh. Yeah, do you have Josh? So, yeah. Yeah, so that's what I think will happen there. Now, the second thing I think is going to happen is you're going to see Trump has made... yeah, that's good. Josh, let's give your opinion about what you think is going to happen with the Kavanaugh hearings.
Well, look, I think that the Me Too movement has turned into too late. You know, you've got allegations from 36 years ago from a rabid left-wing protester and agitator. This is someone that has given heavily to the DNC. This is somebody that was at the Women's March. This is somebody whose parents had a brush-in with Brett Kavanaugh's mother in a foreclosure proceeding. This is a desperate, futile attempt to try to stall this negotiation, the confirmation. And I really hope that Grassley stays on track. I hope that, you know, these rhino establishment Republicans do not want to take a pause here. This woman does not, and I'll repeat this, does not deserve to be heard at all. She has no credibility. This happened, if it did, 36 years ago, which, again, it never did. There's been 65 other women that have put forward letters that praise him, that say that, you know, he's very nice and he's sweet and he's got a great disposition about him and temperament and he's very respectful and all these other things. But yet we've got this left-wing radical professor coming out and trying to stall this nomination process. And it looks like Dianne Feinstein, who put out this information, had held on to it since July. If it was such a pressing thing, then maybe she would have said something back in July instead of sending a Hail Mary pass at the last minute to stop this confirmation. Republicans are stupid if they allow this to be, talked about and even brought up and postponed as a vote.
Right, exactly. And I think this is an example of how the relative inaction, even of who I think is a great president, of Trump in neutralizing, after the Orr testimony, the Rosenstein who signed the last FISA warrant. To my feeling, is he should immediately force Rosenstein to recuse himself and replace him. He doesn't need to replace Sessions yet, but that would happen if he doesn't proceed with stirring investigations against the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One, etc., after the midterms. But I think that Rosenstein should be gone now. And I think we should there should be no response, either in writing or personal, to Mueller's investigations with either a video depot or anything else. I think that it's a trap. I know as a half-lawyer myself, no rational lawyer would ask their client to actually sit down to a fishing expedition by Mueller, who will never have the end of questions. I mean, this could go on decades if it could.
Right. I agree with you there. And look, I'll take it 10 steps further. I agree with you that Rosenstein should be fired, but I also agree, or maybe you don't right now, but I agree that Jeff Sessions should be fired. I believe that he's been compromised since day one. And now I would also fire James Mattis as well. There are reports stating that James Mattis is planning on challenging President Trump in 2020 for his nomination.
Really?
There are credible reports out there. There is fundraising going on behind the scenes, and even President Trump is aware of this.
Really?
So, yes, Mattis is another issue. Mattis is another problem. I would have pinned most of the op-ed, things that I would have thought it would have been solely Jeff Sessions that wrote the op-ed, in my opinion. But now I have to take a second look and see, well, maybe it was either James Mattis, possibly Nikki Haley, possibly Kellyanne Conway's husband, who has been an absolute, complete Trump basher. There are a lot of demons inside that White House, and they are all circling around our president.
Yeah, and now why would Mattis think that he's electable?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe the military thing. I'm not really sure.
I can't see it. He doesn't have the wide appeal that would even him on the right, maybe he's a great general, but he just certainly doesn't have the appeal to actually run as president. I mean, he doesn't have
I don't know. Is he a great general for the president? Is he a great defense secretary? I'm not going to take away from his military credentials, but has he been a great defense secretary? I don't know. I think that he's got a mixed record there.
Yeah. Well, even his average.
Point now, where I don't trust anybody in the administration. Nobody.
Well, I would. And I think they should have small meetings. Part of the problem is they have relatively large meetings without proper vetting people, and they also don't pat them down to make sure they're not carrying a recording device, right?
Look, I've said this on your show. I'll say it again. I believe that Congress needs to pass a law that literally you could call it the Temporary Transition Act, if you want to call it, if you want to give it a fancy name, where basically when a new president, regardless of party, regardless of ideology, comes into the White House, that other administration, the prior administration, is put on notice that they need to find a job within 90 days of his swearing in.
What a brilliant statement. That's so amazingly brilliant to do that. That's what should happen, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. A lot of stuff has been about the Florence and, of course, the tremendous amount of rain. As, by the way, it's not over at all. It's moved inland, and the amount of rain is destroying a lot of people. A lot of people have died already. A lot of people have lost their homes. I think there's around almost a million people are displaced from their homes to kind of, you know, to secure places away from the rain. You know, as I've said before, this particular situation is unreasonable because we have weather modification technology right now, and there's no need for the storm to have hit the coastal areas and move inland. Of course, I don't know how much President Trump knows or his staff, but I can tell you, having worked, taking care of employees working at U.S. Space Command, we had technology even 25 years ago that could have prevented this storm from hitting North America. Neither here nor there. The fact is Trump has responded very appropriately to the problem. The problem is, of course, that this amount of rain makes it impossible to actually prevent people from having at least first floor flooding. And people that are hunkered down in their homes a lot of times with no power, it's dangerous. And a lot of them are dying because of flooding, etc. So it's not a good situation, is it?
No, it's not. But, you know, look, you can't blame the president. I mean, the left for any excuse to blame him. They're like, oh, well, you know, he's the one that caused this because he doesn't have...
How can you know, the left are so psychotic now, they don't have to be even rational when they're talking, don't they?
No, they don't, and they're not, unfortunately. That's the problem.
Right. I find it pretty bizarre, don't you find it?
Yeah, I do, but you know, this Kavanaugh thing is just ridiculous. I mean, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, 65 women have come forward and said that Brett Kavanaugh is an exceptional human being, is respectful to everyone, women, men, everybody. And for this left-wing radical philosophy professor, whatever she is, at whatever Alto College.
Palo Alto, yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like, if this was a big deal, Number one, Dianne Feinstein should have presented this to the hearing in the beginning, in July. She did not. She held on to it as a Hail Mary towards the end when she knew that confirmation was inevitable. And number two, if this woman was so worried or so a victim of this, you know, alleged crime, then why didn't she report it to the police way back when? Why isn't there a record of it anywhere? And instead, you know, she's coming up 36 years later. She has no credibility, nor do I believe that she even deserves the right to be heard. And I'll repeat that. She does not deserve the right to even be heard.
Right.
36 years, a left-wing activist, a revenge plot to get back at Brett Kavanaugh's mother for residing over her own parents' foreclosures. I mean, too much adds up. There's too much circumstantial evidence that points that she is plotting this story, that she is planting this story, is what I meant to say. And more than anything else, this is a Hail Mary attempt by the left to derail this confirmation process.
Right. The thing, and let's come back to the fact, is that over the last 120 years, roughly, the Supreme Court has, in a sense, taken away power, in a sense, from the other branches of government. They've overridden the presidential branch and the legislative branches. And what Kavanaugh represents is a rollback to the what the original Constitution meant. And the activist judges, going back to, I call Ruth Gator, not Bader, G-A-T-O-R, like the alligator, Ginsburg and other activist judges, not only in the Supreme Court but other courts, have literally tried to actually legislate and override even the will of the people. And this is what they're concerned about, because they're not so much concerned about just things like Roe versus Wade, which is probably on the radar, but they're concerned about the fact that if Trump manages to stack in this term and possibly the next term, because it's likely he'll get reelected, enough judges, they're never going to be able to use the Supreme Court to override the legislature or the executive branches anymore. It'll be over. And that's what the left is so concerned about, because they want to actually, they can't do it through normal legislature. You know, we saw this with Obama, for example, with Iran. He couldn't actually get it, bring it back to the Congress and Senate to see if they'd approve some kind of peace deal or arrangement with Iran. He just went and did it as an executive action. They tried to pretend that this is somehow a congressional action. We see this as well with the Supreme Court, where they tried to override the will of the people in the Congress. I think it's bizarre that the left is this bad that they're not even considered of the idea of representative democracy. They just want total control and want to have control to do whatever they please, and they have the attitude of, well, you don't know anything, we're always more wise than you. It's a bizarre psychology, isn't it?
It truly is. And, you know, with all of this and all the vitriol and the anger and the angst and everything that we're seeing, they're just coming unhinged. They've been coming unhinged ever since his election, obviously. And it's not slowing down. It's getting worse. I think that, you know, we have a situation in which, and the best person that really explained it was Never Trumper, Ben Sasse, who is a good conservative senator, although he's been a Never Trumper, so I don't really like him for that, but he has voted with President Trump, you know, 90-something percent of the time. But he explained it like this. He said that the Senate is not doing their job, and he said the House is really not doing their job either, but in particular, the Senate is not doing their job. They're not reading the bills, we know that, right? You've got to pass it to see what's in it. They're having their staffers do the bills and mark them up and write them, and then they're voting on them. But what they're doing ultimately is they're punting the responsibility to the executive branch. So in the last 30, 40 years, especially in the last 15 to 20, the executive branch has grown in power, whereas the Senate and the legislative branch has not. The legislative branch has taken a back seat to the executive branch. So there's no longer three equal branches of government. You're right. You have an activist judge, it's not so much right now because we're getting that under control by putting a constitutionalist like Kavanaugh on the court, and we also have one in Neil Gorsuch as well. But when you put it all together and you see that the legislative and the judicial branch are in some respects taking a back seat to the executive branch, that's a problem. That's a problem because we're not supposed to have kings and queens. And Barack Obama really shown for the past 8 years that he was a king. And he didn't care what the legislative branch said. He didn't really even care what the judicial branch said. I mean, how many times did he sue states that tried to enforce immigration laws? You know, and right. So we're now finding ourselves in a position, if we don't rein in the power of the executive branch, then after Trump, the next, you know, president, whoever it is, hopefully not a Democrat, but if it is, it's going to get worse, man.
Well, he'll be a dictator, yeah. And the thing is, they won't even look for the will of the people or even a judicial review of it. He'll just put forward policy like, you're right, Barack Obama himself trying to act like a proxy king in the wings of his name.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Josh Bernstein.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. So, Josh, I what I see happening here is I think that Trump is making some missteps. I don't know why he's thinking that he kind of has to handle this lightly. I don't think he should. I think he should just kind of shut this thing down and move forward with the vote as soon as possible, possibly as early as tomorrow. But Kavanaugh needs to be moved forward, and we need to stop adding light to this, because even if Kavanaugh gets approved, say, this week, despite this, if there's enough votes, they use this as to make it illegitimate when he make judgment, let's say, against, you know, Second Amendment rights or some other major constitutional issue. And they'll try to keep on toting this years from now when Kavanaugh's even a superior justice. And, of course, obviously, you can tell from his intellect when they try to cross-examine him, he's far superior to any of these senators that are also lawyers that try to cross-examine him. This man is, like, way over the top on it in terms of qualifications and morality, and yet they want to make a besmirch his career. I think this is one of the most disgusting things I've seen, is this kind of attitude on the part of the left, and even Feinstein saying she was going to release this at the last moment as a Hail Mary. I think it's disgusting.
It is. I mean, it's, like, worse than what they did to Robert Bork.
Right.
They're trying to, you know, it's Bork 2.0. I mean, look what they did to that poor man who was very, very qualified. And then what did we do? We ended up with Anthony Kennedy instead, who was a disaster. So, you know, I just don't want to see the same thing happen. I don't want to see history repeat itself. I don't want to see a situation in which Kavanaugh turns into Hardiman, or Kavanaugh turns into, I don't know who else it could be, but somebody worse. Or, the worst case scenario, the midterms happen and we don't even get our judge. And God forbid, lose the midterm. So there's a lot riding on this. It needs to happen. It needs to happen now, immediately, before the midterm elections. We've got to pull all the stops out. I don't care if we have to change the rules of the Senate tomorrow. This person needs to be confirmed, and they must be confirmed before.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any more discussion on it. And one of the things that I think is, I think that Trump should take a lot harder stand against the media that are doing all this kind of, I call soft coup attacks against him. And it's not just Trump. Trump needs to realize that after he's gone, because he's a very strong character, I don't see anybody filling his shoes after 2024 if he gets a second term that's going to prevent the left from moving back and literally setting up another king like Obama. I mean, look at this guy, Beto O'Rourke, that's fighting against Cruz. This is a real jackass, to be honest with you. And when you actually hear Cruz's statements about how he wants open borders and everything else, this guy Beto is another Obama. He's got a personality, he's got the looks, and he's there schmoozing people to believe in something that's suicidally dangerous for society. And he's got a ton of money behind him. Obviously, the big billionaires and other major funders are putting so many dollars into this guy so that they can destroy one of the top senators. They want to turn Texas into California, don't they?
They absolutely do. Texas is the Alamo, for real. If Texas turns blue, the rest of the country is just done for. We won't have the electoral votes at that point to even compete. That's how important that race is. So if anybody listening, go give money to Ted Cruz immediately because he needs it. They're outraising him 3-1 in Texas. All the left-wing groups and operatives from outside of Texas are pouring money into that race. Beto is a criminal. His mother is a criminal. His father was a criminal. His family are all criminals. They are the modern-day version of the Clinton family, as far as I'm concerned. They are all criminals. And, you know, for him to run around with his, you know, with his squeaky clean looks and Kennedy type of looks on him, and he's skateboarding and this and that, he is a criminal. Let's not forget, breaking and entering, extreme DUI, his mother bankrupted a 66-year-old company, family-owned business called Charlotte's Incorporated. It was a furniture store. She was arrested under what should have been money laundering. They called it financial infraction or something else. They gave her a lesser fine. $250,000 fine the mother paid, by the way, and was given 5 years probation. She should have been thrown in San Quentin or Sing Sing prison instead for what she did. And then the father, he's no longer with us. He was hit by a car, I think, riding a bicycle in El Paso a couple years back. But the father was pulled over in the 1980s, and when he was arrested, the sheriff found a white substance in a condom in the glove box. And what happened is they confiscated the, quote, white substance. And what they did is they took the white substance and they poured it down the toilet. The reason we know that is because there was a subsequent trial in which the sheriff and the sheriff deputies admitted to destroying evidence before it could be tested to find out what the chemical makeup of it was.
Right.
So this is a long line of criminals, okay? This is who Beto and his family are, and people need to know that. People need to recognize this, and if I was working with Ted Cruz or working for the Ted Cruz campaign, I would be out there every single day running ad after ad after ad and showing that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
But obviously there's probably deeper layers of corruption we don't even know about yet. The fact that the amount of money behind this guy indicates that they're planning on putting him forward just like the globalists put forward Obama, who came out of nowhere. I mean, he was a junior senator from Illinois. All of a sudden, he was, you know, president. And the guy ran America into the ground. I mean, he doubled the world, the debt of the United States. He had more increase in debt than all previous presidents. And now he still has the nerve to come out and make the statements like, I built the economy, you didn't. Remember how he used to come out with the statement, you didn't build it, you didn't do this or that, to all the businesses in America? Obama is now stuttering his way through the idea, and he mentioned his own name so many times. It's like, are you kidding? This guy is a narcissistic idiot. And if he was talented or brainy, it might be acceptable, but he's not. He's an idiot.
He is. He definitely is an idiot. There's no question about it. I mean, he cannot speak eloquently without a teleprompter. I'll give him credit. He's good with a teleprompter, but the minute that thing breaks, he's a stuttering mess, basically. And he is narcissistic. I mean, every single speech that he does, he mentions his name 100 times or plus. So, and for him to take credit for the economy is laughable, folks. It is laughable. Let's not forget, this is the only president in U.S. history that oversaw not one, but two credit downgrades, okay? Let's not forget that in 2013, the second largest job creator under his tutelage was a temp service, Kelly Temp Services. Let's not forget that all those jobs, those manufacturing jobs and those coal jobs that he said, I'm sorry, but they're just never going to come back. Not only are they back, but they're back tenfold. He was horrible. He spent trillions of dollars, TARP 1, TARP 2, the Unaffordable Careless Act. You're talking $10.5 trillion in 8 years. He bankrupted this nation even more than it already is. And we are still light years away from climbing out of the damage and carnage that he did. The fundamental transformation of America would have been complete. God forbid Hillary Clinton was elected.
Okay, Hillary Clinton is probably the most evil female personage in the modern era. And the problem is that Barack Obama is another evil person, and he still has too much to say. I mean, here we have Valerie Jarrett. In the background, we have other handlers handling this maniac. And they're still working in an eight-home, walled-off facility only 3 miles from the White House. I find it bizarre that he has much to say, the same way as look at Igor, I call him, and these other guys like Lurch that keeps talking about Iran. I mean, this is another major thing. Why do they think it's okay for them to completely block American policy toward Iran when Iran is dangerous? I mean, if Iran gets a nuke or a missile system to attack Israel, it guarantees a thermonuclear war that will end most civilization on Earth. And yet, Lurch, I'm not even going to mention his name, it's so aggravating, still has something to say and defend it on air. Right? Back in a moment with Josh Bernstein. Go to his website, patreon.com, Josh Bernstein.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I can tell you, the Unaffordable Care Act under the Terminator called Barack Obama, trying to terminate America as a rational leading country in the world. And what I'm surprised at is that Trump is not taking more what we call direct action to stop all this stuff. I think he's afraid of being considered a dictator. I don't think he's a dictator. He's the president.
Right.
The kind of things going on right now to me are a form of coup. And he should stop it. He should not allow it to happen. And I don't think we're going to, he's a dictator because he's done this and that, or like delicensing, say, Bezos. Bezos, because he runs Amazon, he's the richest man in the world now. He doesn't have the right to destroy the democracy with his Washington Post or to make the kind of statements he does. The same way as this one, Christine, attacking Kavanaugh. People don't have the right to derail the democracy and say, well, the vote of the people doesn't matter. We don't care if Trump was elected. We're just going to disallow it and move forward with our agenda. And we could care less. In fact, it doesn't matter if it's even intellectually or common sense or decency. We could care less. And that's what I find bizarre. And do they not think at some point that the population is going to rise up and just revolt against this craziness? At some point it will.
Well, let me say this. I think that one of the things President Trump is not doing that he should be doing is he should be asking the people that support him to be civically engaged in this process of making America great again. Right. And what I mean by that is he ought to tell his supporters, his Twitter followers, his Facebook followers, everybody that follows the president, he's got a huge audience, he ought to tell them to contact your member of Congress and pressure them to ask to have a special prosecutor put on. Contact Jeff Sessions' office and put the pressure on. Contact your representative and tell them to put the pressure on the governor of the state or the elected city officials to enforce immigration law. In other words, he can be more proactive by using us to help him. Instead of just tweeting at 4 o'clock in the morning what his thoughts are, why doesn't he use his army of supporters, that's what we are, and engage us in a way to make us civically active? In other words, use us as your soldiers, your political soldiers, to continue to push for your agenda. I think he's missing that. If I was advising the president, I would tell him to start doing that.
Yeah. Absolutely good. A good strategy, and I hope he's listening. What I think will happen, because we're now down to around 50 days left, I think you're going to see a red wave rather than a blue wave. I think you're going to see an increased number of senators and congresspeople, even if there's not a total number change, that support Trump and his agenda. I think you're going to see the Democrats completely lose it. You're going to start seeing the kind of behavior that's going to result in Trump having to do something like this law that's still pending in Congress called the Antifa law. If you put a mask on your face and threaten the president or his staff or other people, you should go to the big house, go to prison. Right now, there's no retributions. Even inside these Senate hearings, there's over, I think, 200 people have been arrested already of these Senate hearings with Kavanaugh. I think it's amazing. The senators invite these people. They misbehave. Then they're paid money outside the Senate hearing buildings. It's disgusting. And this is allowed? This should not be allowed. This is, what is it, we're turning our country into a banana republic? What's going on?
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I don't share your red wave theory. I'm pretty worried, to be quite honest. I think that I think more than likely, if the election was held today, we would be decimated and probably lose 50 to 60 seats in the House.
If that happens, okay, let's say you're correct, because you're a good bettor. Let's say you're correct and that happens. What do you think the response of the public and President Trump? It's likely they may, if they lose the House, they're not going to lose the Senate. But what happens if that happens and they start filing 100 lawsuits against Trump and his family and corporations and everything? It'll make turning the news on a painful procedure, and it'll make things so crazy that I don't think Trump can continue to do his work as president the last 2 years of his presidency. It'll become completely insane if that happens. And I can tell you right now, if the Congress tries to pass laws, which, of course, Trump can veto, it's going to basically make it a lame duck presidency the last 2 years.
Right. And that's what their goal is. Their goal is to win, any way that they can. And if they can do that, it's going to be 2 years of retribution and revenge. And they will stop the agenda, and it will just be constant inquiries, investigations, lawsuits. You're absolutely correct. And it'll be an absolute disaster for two solid years. And then I don't know what would happen in 2024. I mean, maybe the American people would be mad at the Democrats and reelect him. I don't know. But I will say this. If it looks like the House is going to go to the Democrats, which at this point it probably will, I would reinforce the Senate. I would make sure that we win 5 or 6 seats in the Senate. I believe they have 30 or 34 Democrats that are defending their seats and only 9 Republican seats. So, I mean, if we win, you know, 5 or 6 of those seats, we're in very, very good position, because if they do win the House, Jerry Nadler and Speaker Pelosi and all this other crap, they're going to be throwing impeachment at the president almost out of the gate. And if that happens, if they vote to impeach the president, the Senate is going to be vital to his survival.
And in other words, if, let's say you take your scenario as correct, My guess is if they do manage to do this in the next 2 years, if they do take the House, it will guarantee Trump's re-election and also a major switch where it'll really energize the base, because I think the problem right now is the base has gone to sleep and they're supporting Trump. That's my guess. They think, well, the economy's fixed, everything's okay, and they're gone back to sleep. You need to realize that the left is mobilizing. The swamp monster's not dead, is it?
No, not at all. It's not even hibernating. The swamp monsters are, they're there. What's going on now is that Trump, at least at this point, has the opportunity to put them in the kiddie pool, where at least we can see the bottom. You know, before it was so murky and deep that we couldn't even see the bottom of it. Now we're starting to see that it's a little bit more shallow, and that's only because of these, you know, investigations. What President Trump needs to do is not threaten to declassify the Carter Page FISA warrants, but to actually do it. He needs to do it, because if he does that, now the cat's out of the bag. I don't believe this garbage about, well, it's a matter of national security, that's why you can't do it. Oh, give me a break. You don't want it because it's going to expose the bias, the collusion, and the crimes that the Department of Justice and the FBI have perpetrated against the American people, the President of the United States in particular. So I say release and declassify, unredacted, the entire FISA warrants and the subsequent renewal warrants on Carter Page. Do it immediately. Put it out there for the public and let the public see the truth, especially before the midterms.
Exactly. I saw Inslee Inhart's interview, and I was surprised that Trump was kind of like, you know, prevaricating whether he was going to do that. I'm thinking, Trump, this is something you can do. You don't even make a phone call. You can just kind of do it, you know? And it would immediately immobilize the left. I mean, they'd be in paralysis, wouldn't they, if this comes up,
Immediately, it would be scrambling, because every news story would be talking about the witch hunt, and they would finally be not only exposed, but they would be forced. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, they don't cover things unless they're forced to be covered, okay? They didn't cover Benghazi until it was forced upon them. They didn't cover the email investigation until it was forced upon them from all of us. So if we want this witch hunt to be exposed, then President Trump needs to lead the way, declassify the Carter Page warrants and subsequent renewal warrants, and be done with it. And that thing will end immediately as soon as that information comes out. There is so much evidentiary evidence and incrimination in those warrants that the investigation is over the minute they come out.
In fact, I think it'll end up Mueller-gate will be over. I don't call it Russia-gate. I call it Mueller-gate, because the Russia collusion thing is so insane. It's like a bloodhound trying to sniff for blood because a bird's been shot somewhere, and there's no sign of a bird ever being shot or any blood on the ground. The bloodhound's just wandering around banging into trees. This is Mueller. And Mueller's literally doing a counterintelligence investigation trying to find a crime, and there's no crime. It's amazing. Well, I think we're going to be in for some interesting times. Hopefully it doesn't get ugly, because if the House is taken by the Democrats, as you suspect could happen, I believe the next 2 years will be what I call years where if you have common sense, you will not turn on the news channel on TV, because it'll be painful to see what's going to happen. And I think Trump could actually solve a lot of this with your advice. I think a lot of Trump's actions now could change things very quickly, couldn't it? I can't hear you very well because of the Skype. It's knocked out by the audio stream coming in. Thank you, John. It's an amazing show. We will be back with Cody Snodgrass for a full hour, and then Deborah Tavares with lots of new updates. Do call in and place your orders here at NutriMedical.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.